Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. We had one final thought from a fan that texted in. Pardon me. On the 16-team college football playoff that is being proposed, Jake, what is that thought?
Believer says adding so many teams, just move it to 64 and start the tournament in October.
There you have it. Just kill the regular season entirely. Just take it out back, shoot it deader than Old Yeller. Did we ever watch Old Yeller growing up?
I don't think I did.
That was my favorite movie as a kid. I also like Lassie. I love dogs.
Sounds like it doesn't end well, though, for Old Yeller.
It does not. It does not, unfortunately. All right, Nebraska football recruiting update. The Huskers will have no less than 14 four-star recruits come visit Lincoln throughout the month of June. All right, now 9 of them are offensive players. Four-star running back Brian Bonner, four-star running back DeZaphin Walker, four-star offensive lineman Claude Mapona, four-star offensive lineman Deacon Smith. I don't have to read them all, but our running back, O-line, wide receiver, tight end, defensive line, linebacker, DB, all four-star players that will be visiting Lincoln throughout the month of June. Now, if you go beyond that, okay, it's probably once all these are scheduled, because obviously we're still in May. We've still got a couple weeks left in May. There is expected to be closer to 20 four-star blue-chip prospects that visit Lincoln throughout the month of June. All right, when you factor in the 2027 targets, they're going to push for over 30 guys next month as well. When you hear things like this, okay, because I look at the current recruiting rankings for the 2026 class, and obviously there's a long way to go in college football. Right now, the number one class is USC already has 28 commits. Like, holy Moses Malone, because number two is Notre Dame with 15. Ohio State's got 13. Penn State's got 17. Like, you'd have to add together some of these classes to add what USC has got. Now, they got some pretty good players, 1 5-star, 10 4-star. I always take stars with a grain of salt. But I will say this, recruiting rankings and analysis are as reliable and more reliable than they've ever been. Probably as much as they can possibly be, but it goes USC, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Penn State, Clemson, Texas A&M, LSU, Kansas. Kansas is number 8 in recruiting. Syracuse is number 9. Dude, Brett Bielema is doing some things out there in Illinois. They're number 11. Bill Belichick, he may not be coaching game one, but he's got the number 12 recruiting class in the country as of right now as we sit here in mid-June. You got to go down a ways, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, Nebraska's ranked 58th in the country. We have 4 total commits for the 2026 recruiting class. All right, 3 3-stars, 1 4-star. So what are your thoughts on Matt Rhule's new approach to recruiting? It is less about geography, location, being within the 500-mile radius, being within the state of Nebraska. It is about the guys he just sees as a pair of best players across the country. Right now, as we sit here in mid-May, 58th class in the country. I mean, we've got, like, just in front of us, 57 is Arizona, 56 is Toledo, 54 is Miami of Ohio. Just for perspective, okay, Stanford's at 50. Let's see, Boise State's at 46, Houston 48. These are some of the schools that are in front of us, BYU 41, Cal 42, UCF at 40. So, Jake, what's your reaction to, obviously, they are trying to get the best of the best, regardless of where those players are located. Are you concerned with where we sit right now? Do you like Matt Rhule's new approach? Do you think he should, like, just have, like, a base of local players that you just start out with, or just go for the best of the best regardless of geographic location? What are your thoughts on all this and how it seems to be unfolding very, very early on?
Well, obviously, it's very different than what every school is doing. Lincoln Riley's got 28 high school recruits lined up to come in and play for the Trojans. That's crazy compared to Nebraska's four right now. But, I understand it. I'll at least put it that way. And I kind of like it. I'm interested to see how it looks, because I think if you kind of just go about the same route that has been taken here for forever, and for good reason, I get that. Then you might kind of get the same results. They're trying to get ahead of the curve on this sort of thing with the transfer portal and say, you know what, if we have a class that ends up with 15 guys, but it's 15 guys that we really believe in, four-star type guys, high-end guys, and we're able to really get on them and spend less time on getting 26, 28 guys with a bunch of them being in-state recruits and just kind of pick, trying to get a whole mesh of guys in here. Because the whole idea is you're going to be able to get plug and play players, even if you don't get 28 high schoolers, you use those other 13, 14 spots, whatever it is, on plug and play players out of the transfer portal, which can help your team immediately. So there's something to be said about long-term balance and all that, but it seems like they're really focusing in on the high-end prospects, and you might not be able to get every one of them, but I kind of like it. It's a different approach, and again, I think it's kind of trying to be ahead of the curve with the transfer portal era.
It's kind of I mean this respectfully, but quality over quantity type of approach. What's ultimately going to matter is 2, 3, 4 years from now. So this is the 2026 class we're currently talking about. We'll briefly look at 2027. We have a top 10 class and only one commit in 2027, by the way. But it's 2, 3, 4 years from now. Who's still here? Who's developed? Who's contributing? Sometimes you take more players because you know guys are going to leave. And so in order to have enough guys that are still here years from now to contribute, you just have to take more players, or you can go for quality over quantity, make sure you take care of them financially, develop them, things of that nature. I'm going to be honest, it's got a lower floor and a higher ceiling. It's a riskier type move. It is a swing for the fences type move. And I don't hate it. Who's going to be here 2, 3, 4 years from now that's helping contribute, make an impact? I should mention multiple Big Ten programs are now in the running for 2026 in-state running back. All right, Nesslin Wheeler. All right, he has a lot of the Big Ten, Nebraska running back, Big Ten programs intrigued. Now, when you look at 2027, the Huskers are getting involved with the big-time tight end out of Michigan, Anthony Cartwright. Okay, he posted on X, after a great workout and conversation with Coach Sat, I am extremely blessed to receive an offer from the University of Nebraska. So we'll see what happens there. Trying to develop that tight end room just a little bit more. Like I mentioned, you look at 2027, and obviously this is very, very early on. The number one class in the country for 2027 college football recruiting rankings is Florida State, Penn State, Ohio State, Alabama. All right, University of Miami, Boston College. Our good buddies from the Pinstripe Bowl. Pittsburgh, Dan Marino. Syracuse, not talking basketball. And Nebraska's at 9. Oh, right ahead of Gagmeau at 10. That makes me smile. Minnesota at 11. All right. So way too early. We've only got one commit so far. Obviously, a lot of people are very excited about Trey Taylor. But we are currently ranked number 9 in the country at this very early juncture for the 2027 recruiting class. All right. Trey is out there peer recruiting. All right. And it's interesting because a lot of people are like, oh, he's going to decommit. He's going to transfer. He's going to do whatever. One of my favorite responses he had was, I'm not going to transfer a year from now. I'm still going to be in high school. I thought that was a great response because he's currently a sophomore. But he flat out said on Twitter, as long as that staff is in the building, I'm coming to Lincoln in 18 months. And he's been very consistent on that. Okay. He's very interactive online. He has just been moved up to the number 3 quarterback in the entire country and ranked number 14 overall as one of the top players in the country as well. 6'3", 180 pounds. And I know he's doing a lot of peer recruiting, trying to get a lot of players to come with him as well. All right, let's play the clip from Danny Busboom Kelly. And it was interesting because, this isn't some big, gigantic deal. I just felt like it was a moment of pure honesty that you might have in a casual conversation with a friend that just randomly the sentence comes out. But she happened to be talking to the media, and I think you're going to hear it, and she's got a lot of confidence in the Nebraska volleyball team for good reason. Go ahead, Jake.
I think it's definitely confidence, and that this team, now we didn't have a starting lineup really this spring, so that'll be a little adversity come the fall, and we are going to have to write that, but I feel like this spring prepared us to be able to handle that and to stay together as a team, and if we stay together, we're going to be pretty unstoppable.
And so It's a casual comment, one you might just make casually with a friend in a regular conversation. And it's not some big deal, but I was like, man, I feel like she just had a moment of pure honesty. I feel like we can be unstoppable. If, like, they didn't have a, you know, they're trying to figure out the libero. They got four different liberos that are battling for the spot, and they've got a lot of players coming back, obviously. Two-time setter, Big Ten setter of the year, Bergen Riley. You got Harper Murray. You got all these players that are coming back. You got to fill some gigantic shoes and with Lexi Rodriguez at libero. Again, four very qualified players who are battling it out for that spot. She basically said, if we come together and play like we can, I feel we can be pretty unstoppable. And I felt like it was just a casual moment of big-time honesty, and that kind of stuck out to me. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you said, like, pretty good, and then, okay, yeah, that's about normal coach speak. When you say unstoppable, it's like, whoa, that's the level to which, you know, she believes in this. But, I mean, for good reason. Again, this is a program she's inheriting, pretty used to losing three or four games a year, you know, not too much more than that. And where she was, you know, at Louisville, kind of the same way. So I like it. And to your point, I think it's just it kind of comes through as honesty, you know, that just kind of an honest moment of saying how good this thing can be. And again, this is a team that routinely makes Final Fours, championship games. So it's not something that's like, whoa, you know, hold on, stop the presses. But it is like, all right, yeah, I can see it.
It just felt like a moment of pure honesty to me. Just randomly came out. And you know, John Cook always usually kind of have a bit of a smaller roster. They're pretty much going to have a full roster for the volleyball team this year. That is one thing that DBK is going to do just a little bit differently. So that's going to be fun to watch, see how that unfolds. But man, Nebraska volleyball, I don't know how they're anything but preseason number one. I don't want to declare them national champs already. You got to go out and you got to play a season and you got to, I mean, the 64 team, one and done NCAA tournament, you have one bad night, anything can happen. Now, I'm not trying to go too far the other way, but it's one of those things where this is one of the most talented Nebraska volleyball teams we've ever seen. You bring in a great coach to step up and fill in for a legend. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. That's all I'm getting at. Any final thoughts before we head to break?
No, I just said it's interesting because of that. That was kind of the surprise for Coach Cook and his retirement, too, was just kind of like, wow. He's got this program rolling, and at some point he was going to have to walk away because of where he's had it to be one of the best two or three programs, you know, in the country. He's going to have to walk away from a heck of a roster at some point. And he did, but again, it is now, you know, it's up to DBK to pick that up and keep it where how it's been.
Well, all credit to Terry Pettit. He was the one that originally got this program going. So John Cook obviously took it to another level, kind of like Osborne took Nebraska football to another level after Devaney built it up. All right, Terry Pettit built it up and John Cook took it to another level. So hopefully this is an amazingly fun volleyball season to watch. Hopefully Matt Rhule can be the football version of what we expect DBK to be as well. All right, one thought on Nebraska softball. Because one thing they're going to have to do in order to come out of the Baton Rouge regional, make it to super regionals, which they absolutely have the capability of doing. But they went 1-4 versus nationally seeded teams and 0-2 against the best two seeds, Oklahoma State and Mississippi State. In the losses, the bats weren't what they had been most of the year versus the toughest pitching they saw. If we're going to advance, all right, they're going to need to score more runs in crucial crunch time situations, and that's taking advantage of when you get runners on base because it's not going to be as often, and especially when you get runners in scoring position. So when it comes to Nebraska softball, we're going to be eyeing that game that they're going to play versus the Big East champs UConn on Friday and kind of looking forward to it all week. When we come back, we'll tell you who to place your money on. Jake will, because if he gets it wrong, it's his fault. As far as the college football upcoming national champion, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.